The 7 drop boxes will be installed inside police stations and at the sheriff's department. People can get rid of their old and unused prescriptions and over-the-counter drugs anytime now, instead of waiting months for medication drop-off events. The hope is that it'll keep controlled substances out of the hands of children and people at risk of abusing pills. Setting up the drop boxes was one of the first recommendations made by the La Crosse County Heroin Task Force. Co-chair Mike Desmond says prescription drug abuse is a major player in the heroin epidemic.
The primary reason why people were using heroin, it was cheaper. But their addiction started with opiate addiction, with prescription drugs. So to try to attack the heroin issue without going after one of its root causes would be foolish. And so that's why we made this a top priority.
Cheryl Whitkey is the executive director of Safe Communities Madison-Dane County, which helped La Crosse develop its drop-off program. She says more people in the Madison area are getting rid of their unused medications. Whitkey says more controlled substances could be properly disposed if federal laws changed.
The next stage is to be easier for pharmacies to take medicines back. That'd be sort of the next frontier, I think. I know everybody who's involved in this has been anxiously awaiting new DEA rules that'll make it easier to do that.
Permanent prescription drug drop boxes can also be found in Racine, Fond du Lac, Ozaukee, and Monroe counties. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.